WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Sweetbriar College will now only accept applications from prospective students who were assigned female at birth. Federal regulators give the North Anna nuclear plant in Louisa County a clean bill of health. And Virginia Democrats hope the Harris-Walz proposals on housing will boost the ticket in the election this year. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, August 29th. Chris Kavanaugh, the U.S. Attorney for Western Virginia, announced Wednesday that he will step down from his position at the end of the year. The Daily Progress reports that Kavanaugh noted that his wife, Jasmine Yoon, will start her new job as a U.S. District Court judge next week. Kavanaugh's decision to resign and a separate move to temporarily limit Yoon's caseload resolves a potential conflict of interest with a federal judge presiding over cases handled by her husband's office. Sweetbriar College in Amherst County will now only accept applications from prospective students who were assigned female at birth. The Women's College, which was founded in 1901, updated its admissions policy earlier this month. It requires an applicant to confirm her sex and that she, quote, consistently lives and identifies as a woman. A statement issued by the school to ABC 13 in Lynchburg said the move reflects the intentions of founder Indiana Fletcher Williams. The North Anna nuclear power station in Louisa County can run until at least 2060, federal regulators said this week. Dominion Energy is upgrading the station's hardware and operational procedures. The company will ask Virginia officials for permission to charge customers for that work. The plant generates enough electricity to power 500,000 homes without planet-warming carbon dioxide emissions. About one-third of Virginia's energy comes from nuclear. Democrats in Virginia are hoping the Harris-Walz policy proposals on housing will be a benefit in the election this year. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
If elected to the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris says she wants to offer $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homebuyers. That's something that could have a huge impact at the local level, says Alexandria City Councilman John Chapman.
How do you make sure that the supply that's coming in is not just affordable but attainable to the folks that are in your community? And I think having down payment assistance is huge because there are very few people that are walking around with tens of thousands of dollars if they want to get a house that works for their family.
Harris is also talking about taking on corporate landlords by restricting rent increases to 5% for landlords with more than 50 units, as well as tax incentives for the construction of new homes. Delegate Charnell Herring says the Harris-Walz housing proposals could be a game changer for people across Virginia.
I was homeless as a teenager. I know what it means not to have shelter over your head, and certainly getting rental housing is great. But what's happening is that when we talk about generational wealth, families are not able to have that American dream.
While Democrats are talking about increasing the supply of housing, Donald Trump and the Republicans are talking about decreasing demand by deporting undocumented immigrants, as well as allowing some housing development on federal lands and reducing mortgage rates. Michael Pope.
Governor Glenn Youngkin ran and won on a promise to address COVID-era learning loss. But with standards of learning test results staying relatively flat, the State Board of Education is looking to rewrite how Virginia grades schools. Also with Virginia Public Radio, Brad Kuttner has the details.
The new standards have been in the works for years and aim to create three tiers to grade school performance. If a school underperforms, the Board of Education says teacher and staff training resources will become available. Here's Board President Grace Creasy.
Those tiered supports that would come with each one of these tiers would be specific to the needs of each individual school and or division.
Scott Brabrand with the Virginia Association of School Superintendents told the board some of the changes were good, but he expressed concerns with future rankings.
We still see the new framework suggest over 55% of our schools are off track or need intensive support.
Brabrand said he doesn't think a majority of Virginia school systems are in such dire straits. But Todd Truitt, a parent of public school students in Arlington, said failing to update the standards is misleading parents.
How many parents' goal is for their child to attend a school in the bottom 50th percentile? Clearly, those schools need to make changes.
The new standards were approved 7-1, with the lone Democratic appointee voting against the effort. The board said in earlier meetings the change could start to impact schools in early January, with underperforming schools facing additional oversight from the state via memorandums of understanding. In Richmond, I'm Brad Kuttner.
And finally today, Virginia Tech's Board of Visitors approved additions to its student code of conduct on Wednesday. Also from Virginia Public Radio, Roxy Todd reports.
The new language in the code of conduct says Virginia Tech reserves the right to address any behavior or act that potentially violates local, state, or federal law. Disciplinary action by the university could result if a student violates any law or local ordinance. The board approved the resolution without discussion, and no reason was given for the added language, or if it's connected to events back in April, when 82 people, many of them students, were arrested at a pro-Palestinian protest on campus. President Timothy Sands also announced in the meeting that Virginia Tech will be hosting several opportunities to encourage constructive dialogue across various issues.
I think with what we learned last year especially, we've got some structured conversations that will build toward getting people into the same room who may be challenged to do so at this moment.
Last week, Virginia Tech also announced it had made changes to Policy 5000, which covers campus events as well as use of university buildings and grounds. The policy now states overnight use of properties is not allowed, and amplification devices like speakers or megaphones are restricted to certain hours. Virginia Commonwealth University and the University of Virginia also recently added new language to their campus policies prohibiting encampments. I'm Roxy Todd.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Thursday.